I am not wearing a bra, so I'm extra comfortable today. I just thought that I should.
I'm starting the episode with that.
Yeah, it is already recorded, so.
It's just going to be silence. Going to start that, and then I will say, from Local Community Theater, this is Five Tell Places.
Thank you,
Five.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Lubbock Community Theater's Five Till Places podcast. I am Jed.
I'm Heather.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Daniel.
Well, we got. I wasn't sure if I need. Like, I've not been here, so.
You've always gone next, though.
And then I said it last week. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's true. Whoa. And then, like, did Beth or someone jump?
Yeah.
That's true, because when you're not here, Beth usually goes.
I felt that they have moved on without me.
I think Beth just forgot that you usually go before her when you're here.
She should.
I just know that I'm last.
Yeah, you always go last.
I decided that forever ago. Yes. And I was like, I always go, unless we have a guest, I'm the last of the, like, whoever the normal people.
Because we've never really, like, sat down and had that discussion. This is just kind of how it went, and now it got to where it feels natural. So what we want to talk about this week, we want to talk about Giving Tuesday, which is coming up on November 30th. This is a thing that happens every year.
Not to be confused with Taco Tuesday, but Giving Tuesday.
You can eat some tacos, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yes. But yeah, Giving Tuesday, November 30th, it happens every year. It is a chance for you to donate and support your favorite nonprofits in Lubbock. And we are participating in this. So all day on November 30th, Tuesday, hence the name Giving Tuesday, because it's on a Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, November 30th. We'll have a mixture of pre-recorded videos and live videos all through the day here at Giving Tuesday headquarters, which is LCT at 3101 35th Street, that will take you behind the scenes. We'll do interviews with various people around the theater. You'll get to see how things work, and we'll maybe have a couple of videos of some performances and entertainment as well. And that evening, it'll culminate in a live recording of this podcast. So we'll go live on Facebook. You will be able to watch us, and we will be answering questions from you, the listener.
Oh, I'll have to brush my hair? I didn't
yeah,
think
we'll
about
actually
it.
Be on a,
oh, man. Okay. Lip gloss, full out. Yeah. I have to wear a bra then.
You'll have to wear a bra for that one.
Okay.
Look, I don't believe in imposing that on you. It's a societal expectation. Whatever you're comfortable with.
No, I'm totally excited about it. I think we've been talking about doing a live recorded one before, so it'll be fun to do it for the first time.
I'm sad that I won't be here.
Yes, it is. It's sad because Daniel will have to be working the
Carol lights.
But yes, we'll be up here live, and so you can send questions in to our email address.
Can they pre-send questions?
They can do that at lctpodcast@lubbockcommunitytheater.org. That's lctpodcast@lubbockcommunitytheater.org. You can send those questions to us. You can message them to us if you want, but it's less likely to get lost in the fray if you email with them. And then, of course, if you're watching live, we can also potentially take questions from you as well.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun time. And then the next day, that will be released as a bonus episode in the feed. So if you miss the live episode, you can still listen to it the next day. But if you want to participate...
Ice cream truck.
Oh, I totally want my one. So there was one of the... when we went and saw... It wasn't Bluebird, I don't think. Maybe it was Bluebird. I can't remember what show it was. We went and saw one of the shows. It was totally an ice cream truck drive by.
And in the middle of the performance.
Oh, yeah. It was real loud because that back door is like right there.
I love the idea. Like if it was during Green Bluebird where it's, you know, all kids acting, the ice cream truck goes by and they all just stop the scene. And like, what?
What?
Like a bunch of prairie dogs.
We're in the middle of a podcast and we all stopped and watched it drive by.
Like, oh.
Ice cream trucks.
I nearly think it's every other day. It really wants me to have ice cream regularly.
I was going
to
say, who even gets ice cream from ice cream trucks?
Every time it goes by, like Sherry and I have the conversation about, are those even profitable anymore? I think I've gotten ice cream from an ice cream truck maybe once in my life, and it was like the late 80s the last time that happened.
We used, not regularly, but, you know, when I was probably like 10, 11, 12, that era, we'd get like two or three times.
I think they were the beginning of the food truck craze. They already knew going in. Man. And that
if they had a taco truck, they just drove around and like offered people tacos.
I think that's a thing now. I think that they people do that.
They could just show up here on Tuesday.
Yes. So that's going to be a fun day. You can, like I said, we've got...
Fun day.
A fun day.
I like that.
Yeah, you'll get a sneak peek behind the scenes of how this theater works. And what are we raising money for this year? What's our big...
Well, now that we've come into our new space, we definitely have had some growing pains in trying to figure out a lot of aspects to creating the theater space here. And some of those needs are definitely better seating and lighting and sound. So that's pretty much what we are focusing on, is being able to really outfit our space to be able to offer to the community our productions and have them well lit, make them sound well, and let you be able to sit very comfortably.
Yeah, because my dad, I don't remember what show it was, but he came to one, I guess it was when he came and saw Clue. He was initially sitting in one of the red chairs, but then somebody needed something, and so he ended up switching chairs with them, ended up in a black and one of the black ones, and he's like, next up, you should let me know which ones the red ones are, because I want to sit in one of those. So we're trying to make all of the seats the red chairs.
The comfy chair, yeah. The comfy chair.
Yeah.
Not the comfy chair. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but they're not cheap. Those chairs, especially when you, as many as we need.
Yeah. Nor are lights for your theater. Those are not cheap either.
Yeah, I think we're trying to raise about $20,000this year to be able to outfit that. That gives us about $10,000 towards our chairs and our seating, which will replace 100 of the event chairs. So that we have those cushioned, comfortable chairs. Because when you're coming to see theater, you want to be able to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And the lighting, of course, that leaves us another $10,000 to outfit our space and really light us up.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So that's what we're going in. And you don't have to wait until the day to give, because the link is live now, and it's bit.ly/givingtuesdaylct, and the G and T and LCT are all capitalized.
Well, and I tell you, you don't only have to go through that link. You can even just drop by here and get a donation of a check or cash. The great thing about the Community Foundation of West Texas, who's kind of the ones that headed up in our local area, all of us nonprofits can get together and be a part of this day, so that your donation that you give to us actually gets increased by a percentage of all of the donations come in. So every donation that comes in that's not specifically earmarked for an organization, we actually get a chance at being to get some of that funding as well. Mm-hmm. So the more money that we bring in and we have donated to us, the larger that percentage is for us to take home. And we absolutely have a place to put that. We have that need.
For sure. So you can donate. Mm-hmm. That person actually donated at about 5 minutes before the show started on Sunday. So I was wondering if they saw the ad in the program or something. But by all means, you can come up here and give it to us in person and just let us know that, or Venmo it, or just however you donate to us.
It is case sensitive. I tried it without.
Yes.
It did not work.
Yeah, so it's. Yeah, Bitly links are case sensitive. So it's Giving Tuesday LCT. The G and the T and the LCT are capitalized. That's important.
The G and the T and the LCT.
And then we'll have that link. That link will be up on our social media. We'll put it on the website, and any posts that are made about it, obviously the link will be there. So yes, by all means.
Is Giving Tuesday? Where did that come from? Like, is it a thing that? Is it like a Lubbock thing, or is it like a national thing?
No, it's actually a national thing. Yeah. So basically, during the holiday season, you kind of have the whole Black Friday phenomenon where businesses...
Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Then you have, you have Small Business Saturday, have Cyber Monday. And the ending of that holiday season is that once you've done all of that, it's important to also give to your local nonprofits. And so that's where the movement of Giving Tuesday came from. So it's kind of a way for all of us to think about during the holiday season about our nonprofits.
Charlie was supposed to be our fish out of water, but he's just sitting out over here like listening.
Just listening to us talk about it.
And so I was like, well, I'm just going to ask the questions.
Thank you.
So. Yeah. Well, and also a lot of time, even at tax season, for those who also pay close attention to that, is that if there's any money that businesses or individuals are looking to need to be able to spend at the end of the year, it's a big time for nonprofits to get that end of year giving so that we can have that for the following year. So it's a huge time to be able to donate to your favorite nonprofit. And we would absolutely love for all of you to choose Lubbock Community Theater this year.
Yes, it would help us out greatly. And it would benefit you, so because you would have a better place to sit.
Mm-hmm. I laugh, but it's absolutely
true. It's very true. Oh, yeah, I saw those chairs coming in. We had those chairs in the black box at my last theater in Abilene, and it was like, oh no, it's those chairs. But, you know.
It's these chairs.
It's the one we're sitting in right now.
So, but this isn't going to go on for 2 hours.
Right. When you're sitting here recording like a half-hour podcast, it's not so bad. But, yeah, it's just a way to help us. Because, and you were pointing this out in your curtain speech at Cinderella this past weekend, that a community theater, a nonprofit organization like ours, does rely on the support of the community to continue to function and provide the things that we provide. And if you have been, you know, with us this past couple of years and seen the ways that we've been growing and been reading about the vision of what we're trying to build LCT into, and you believe in that, then we could really use your support to help bring that to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we've always talked, everyone knows that COVID took its toll on everybody. And the arts were, you know, hit in just a different way, because everybody was hit. The arts, when you can't gather and you can't have events and you can't, it wasn't something that you could as easily figure out how to continue to do. And so us being able to come back and still be strong and still, you know, be in our new home and still have programming is really exciting, important, and challenging, and all of those things together, which is why we depend on that support. We depend on the donations, and we depend on our community members helping us to continue.
If I was an arts organization during a pandemic, I'd start a podcast.
That's a good choice. I like that.
And now that that's been going on for a while, we're like, this is episode 56, guys. We're well into this. Yeah, maybe it's time to see if anybody wanted to, I don't know, sponsor a podcast that's done by a small local nonprofit arts organization.
If anybody had a little jingle before and after,
we could get some advertisements for Audible or something up in here.
Yeah. Daniel and I could put together some commercials for you for the middle of the show.
Sketches that
could work as
that are both funny
and informative. Exactly, we're in the same place here. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
We do have a pretty good team.
Exactly. The euphemism? It's not a euphemism. The analogy? Whatever. The pick it out of my is what I was going to say, and then I just didn't say it, and you said it, and I was like, yes.
See, we are on a very similar wavelength, Daniel and I. We've worked together before.
Do you see the quality of brilliant minds you have working on this content for you sponsors? Yeah. I'm just going to lay that out there.
But if you tune in, if you're a business and you want to sponsor us, please do that. If you're going to show up on Tuesday and watch the stuff that we're doing, we've got a couple things we're going to do behind the scenes for upcoming plays. We've got a couple of things. There was some stuff in Cinderella that people were like, okay, how did you do that?
We're going to
find out.
That's right.
So that's exciting. Because Rachel was trying to explain it to me, and even with her explaining it, I was like, I believe you. Does not make any sense. I don't understand. And so she's like, if you just see it, like, it makes sense. And I was like, well, then we should film that. And then we've decided that we're going to do that.
So we're going to.
So I'm excited. I think that'd be cool. And then if you have any ideas for things that you would like to see, what we do here, and any background information, let us know. Because this goes up soon, right?
Yes. I'm going to put this up. I'll probably honestly put this up on tomorrow, which is Wednesday, which will be today as you're listening to it.
Ah, it'll be, what, 30 minutes ago?
Right.
From right whenever about. You started this.
Yeah. So. Something like that.
Yeah, so I think it'll be cool. I'm excited. I wish I could be that part of that world. You know, I wish I could be that part of that. The podcast makes me sad. The live podcast.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I won't even be able to watch it live.
You'll have to listen to it the next day.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
So
you'll still be a little mermaid to me.
We'll give you a fork to take with you to...
A dingle hopper?
Yeah.
Dingle hopper.
Thingamapon?
I've got 20.
This is the first show post-Cinderella. Cinderella's real good.
Yeah, Cinderella was real good.
I liked it.
Yep.
I was a fan.
I was pretty impressed. Yeah. Pretty impressed with how good it looked and how good it sounded.
Mm-hmm. I have directed a musical or two, and that quality was pretty good.
Yeah.
Easily one of the best shows I've worked on.
Yeah.
The morale backstage was pretty good. There's just shows that come and go, and shows that you can be incredibly proud of. And, you know, we talked about shows that are bittersweet, and sometimes they're a little more sweet to leave, and sometimes they're a little more bitter. And that one was a little extra bitter.
Yeah,
would have liked another week.
When I came to shoot some behind-the-scenes stuff, my biggest takeaway from that was that I was sad that I wasn't more involved. Like,
I had the same thing.
I didn't necessarily want to be in it, but I was sad that I wasn't, like, in the crew and running stuff and doing stuff.
Something. Yeah.
But because Rachel was an option to both be. So.
I feel like
had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel was brilliant with it. I the team that we had, Charlie and Dean, and the team was top notch. I will have to just say that this year has just been full of such iconic shows for me, I guess, that were pivotal in some form or fashion. And so I know going in the future that not every show is going to feel that way or be that way, but I have had some good shows. So proud of them. Clue and Cinderella were.
It's a good way to kick off.
Yes.
Being back and having our own space and building into a new thing.
Yep. I'm excited about Christmas Story. That set is looking cool.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Christmas Story. And we'll be having an episode with cast and crew from Christmas Story very soon, because that opens on December 3rd and we'll be playing for 3 weekends. Mm-hmm. So pretty much all of December until the weekend of Christmas itself. You'll be able to come up here and see A Christmas Story. Tickets for that are already on sale.
Yeah, and if you're going to go see it, you should get your tickets probably sooner than later, because it is selling very well.
Yeah, so lubbockcommunitytheater.org. Go get your tickets to A Christmas Story. That is a holiday classic. And Marla, who we worked with in Clue, is directing that. And
yeah, I'm excited to see it.
So. Yeah, that's going to be a fun show.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you all see us on Giving Tuesday. Watch our content, share our stuff, and even if it's just $10, if we had 100 people donate $10, or we had $10, $5, $25, $100, any of that helps us get to our goal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you just have $20,000 sitting around, that would...
If you just wanted to dump that off.
That would get to our goal real quick.
That
so.
Would get to our just, goal very saying. Quick.
So... but I understand most people...
and everything, anything over that, we'll just use to buy beef jerky. Big piles of it.
Mm-hmm.
For the staff. That'd be great.
I'm excited about that, too.
So, yeah. So then, yeah, I guess we will head out. We will see you again soon. Next week, we should have a couple episodes. We'll have the live episode for Giving Tuesday, and we should have an episode with A Christmas Story. So you should get 2 episodes from us next week. Enjoy that. Join us for Giving Tuesday on November 30th. And on behalf of my co-hosts, my cohorts, thank you for being here. This has been Five Tell Places.
Thank you. Bye.
Five Until Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.